Hey, everybody, Brian Murphy here, and you can make your money work harder for you with Provident Credit Union's Pick a Term Certificate. For a limited time, you can select a term of either 3, 6, or 9 months and earn an impressive 4.75% annual percentage yield, or earn 4.50% with a 12-month term. Yes, up to 4.75%. It's the perfect opportunity to achieve your short-term savings goals while enjoying a high dividend rate. With Provident's Pick a Term Certificate, you have the flexibility to choose the term that suits you best. So whatever you're saving for, Provident has you covered. Visit providentcu.org or swing by our branch for more details. And if you're in the Oakland area, there's a new location at Temescal Plaza. Don't wait. Secure your financial future today. This rate is effective as of March 26th, 2024. Minimum balance required of $10,000. Early withdrawal penalties may apply. Federally insured by the NCUA. For additional information, please visit providentcu.org.
All right, post-game wrap here in Milwaukee after the Brewers salvage a game in this series. They beat the Giants 7-5. Joe Rizzo, FP Santangelo, Dave Fleming, Sean Estes have joined us from the TV side. And look, I guess what you take out of this is the Giants were down 7-0 after two innings, and nothing was going right. Things were a little wacky there for Alex Cobb. Clearly, he wasn't at his best. And fast forward to the end of this game, and the Giants, at one time down 7, had the tying run up in the 8th and the 9th innings. Now, they didn't come all the way back. That would have been something against Devin Williams, but it's a confident group. They battled back. You want to win every game, but you'll still take 3 out of 4 and 5-2 on the trip.
Well, yeah, I mean, a lot of weirdness happened in those first couple innings. And with Alex Cobb on the mound, there was walks, which was 4. Very uncharacteristic of Cobb outing. 4 walks, a balk, a pitch clock violation, which added a ball to the count, a pickoff that wasn't overturned that could have gone either way, 2 strike hits. He gave up 4 of his 7 hits, were all with 2 strikes, and all of those hits led to all 7 of their runs. And the thing about Alex Cobb this year, he's been so good with runners on base. When nobody's on, 304 against him. When he has runners in scoring position, 148. And he's even better with 2 strikes. So it was just a very weird outing for Cobb. Like, everything that he does well just didn't happen today. And he gave up a home run on the split. He gave up 3 home runs all last year on his split. He's already given up 4 this year. So that's been the pitch. Really, it's been inconsistent. But like you said, at the end of the day, I mean, the bullpen was the difference. They came in and shut the door and allowed the Giants to claw back into this game, and then they made it a game. And then it's going to be tough against the best closer in baseball, in my opinion, is Devin Williams.
The airbender. It's a pretty good pitch.
Yeah.
I mean, it's funny how when you're playing well, you think, oh, it's 7-0. We still have a chance. And if you're playing terribly, you're like, this game's over, let's get on the plane. And I was thinking the whole game they had a chance. Hitter's ballpark, it's a warm day, jump back into it. They had to hit a home run, I thought, to get back into it. Sable's home run was cool. Yaz's was too. But I mean, they have that feel right now, and you could almost sense it all the way up here in the booth. They feel like they can win any game no matter what the score is.
I mean, as good as Colin Ray was, he retired 3, 6, 9, 10 batters at one point, and you still felt like that they had a chance. If they could just get, you called it in the, what was it, whatever inning, the 7th inning, if they could just get some base runners on and pop one out of the park, you're right back in the game, and they did just that.
Sometimes a home run can be a rally killer, and it didn't happen in the 7th. I mean, they have more great at-bats. Crawford hit a double, and Wisely hit that ball to right. It was a great play out there by Taylor.
You look back on the game, both those plays by Taylor,
yeah,
in the 8th and then in, again in the 7th and then in the 8th inning, he made 2 plays that might have ended up actually being the difference in the game, which is kind of unbelievable. But I do believe a tenet of being a really good big league broadcaster is don't be afraid to make a wacky prediction, because if it's wrong, nobody remembers that. But Michael Conforto got that hit to start the rally when they were down 7-1, and I said to Sean, hey, one more hit, then you hit one over the wall, and the Brewers are going to have to sweat this one out. So just keep saying stuff like that. That's kind of my philosophy, and sometimes it happens.
Well, if it hadn't been for good defense, like you said, you know, we might be talking about a Giants win. I mean, it goes back to the first inning, in my opinion, with Yastrzemski's bunt to Anderson. I mean, if he gets on there, you got first and second. Maybe you score a run or two in the first inning. And then how about the line drive that Monasterio catches up the middle there in that seventh inning? Now you got another base runner before Crawford's double. Maybe you score another one there. And then obviously the two plays he's talking about with Taylor. So, I mean, at the end of the day, it was the Brewers' defense, I thought, that was the biggest difference maker.
All right. So the Giants, they fall here 7-5. Still take 3 out of 4 in the series. We'll pick some players from this one next.
Hey, everybody. Brian Murphy here. And you can make your money work harder for you with Provident Credit Union's Pick a Term Certificate. For a limited time, you can select a term of either 3, 6, or 9 months and earn an impressive 4.75% annual percentage yield, or earn 4.50% with a 12-month term. Yes, up to 4.75%. It's the perfect opportunity to achieve your short-term savings goals while enjoying a high dividend rate. With Provident's Pick a Term Certificate, you have the flexibility to choose the term that suits you best. So whatever you're saving for, Provident has you covered. Visit providentcu.org or swing by a branch for more details. And if you're in the Oakland area, there's a new location at Temescal Plaza. Don't wait. Secure your financial future today. This rate is effective as of March 26th, 2024. Minimum balance required of $10,000. Early withdrawal penalties may apply. Federally insured by the NCUA. For additional information, please visit providentcu.org.
Dignity Health here, official healthcare provider of the San Francisco Giants. Winning is always a team sport, powered by great, dedicated fans. When everyone is all in, magic happens at the ballpark. When it comes to healthcare, the Dignity Health team at Dominican Hospital is all in, too. Every day, the healthcare professionals at Dominican Hospital in Santa Cruz are ready to deliver exceptional, compassionate care to you and your family. Dignity Health. Hello, human kindness.
All right, continuing on the wrap after this 7-5 Brewers win over the Giants, we'll pick some players. Dave, I don't think you've gone first yet this weekend.
I haven't gone first.
You get to go first.
I'm taking Tristan Beck. I think the young position players have gotten all the credit. And look, they deserve a lot of credit for the Giants' spark in the last few weeks. But the two young pitchers who've come up have given them a spark, too. The bullpen's been awesome. And a part of that, not the only part, but a part of that is Beck and Ryan Walker. And Tristan Beck, this is a guy who's never been a reliever before. He pitched, what, 3 innings 2 nights ago? And now here he is raising his hand today to pitch 3 more. And he never allowed a base runner. He gave the Giants a chance. They didn't pull it off, but he gave him a chance to come back. This guy's doing a terrific job. I mean, we have these models from Giants' recent past of pitchers who can be like that. You know, first it was Guillermo Moto, who did a great job in that role. And then Yusmeiro Petit was like the all-time best. Sometimes you're ahead and you need length. Sometimes it's when you're behind and you just hang around and you steal a game or two. Tristan Beck, he's my guy. Good job by him.
Good pick, yeah. Did you guys notice that at-bat with Joey Weimer? Weimer took a huge hack. He always does, right? He stepped in the box, and Beck stared him down. And he was looking at him the whole time he was out of the box. He got in the box. He was still staring him down. And the next pitch was the close shave up and in. And I go, I like this guy. And then he struck him out with the slider, I think, down and away. But I don't think that he was too happy on that first swing he took. And he let him know.
He's like the world's nicest guy. You talk to him, and he's like, gosh, this guy, you know, he could be your best friend. But he does. He's got a little edgy out there on the mound. Little edgy.
It's a little old school baseball. Like Move his feet. That swing was too big. That's what happened in the old days. If you swung and your helmet came off and half your equipment was flying everywhere, you were getting a close shave on the next pitch. So I enjoyed that.
Yeah, I don't think Weimer hasn't swung that hard at all. I mean, at all in his career.
there's no choke down.
That guy lets it go. Lets it rip.
All right, good pick. He belongs. Sean, what do you got?
I like that pick, Dave. I was thinking about him and Walker because that was, to me, I mean, they were 12 up, 12 down, but obviously.
I only took one of them.
Yeah, I could go with Walker. I'm going to go. He only threw one inning. Dang it. Now you locked me up.
Walker's
no. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to go with this pick right here. I'm going to go with Crawford. And the reason why.
It's a good pick. No, you stole my pick, but that was a good pick.
Did I steal your
You're
pick
talking yourself in circles here.
Jeez. I'm going to go Crawford. No, I mean,
lock
it
up.
He hasn't played in a few days.
you know, he gets out there today and he gets an opportunity, and it didn't look good early in the game. He struck out, grounded out the second, but then he got a nice at bat in the seventh inning off of Piamps. Is it Piamps?
Yep.
Yeah, Piamps. Who's been nasty for them, by the way. He's been like really good for the Brewers. He gets the double there, and then he scores on Wisely's sack for the fifth run, and then he works the walk against Williams, which I thought was probably the best at bat of the day. I mean, that's tough. He took three really nasty changeups, full of strike zone, and didn't even offer. And then on top of that, he played a solid defense today. So I'm going to go with Crawford.
Good pick.
Good pick.
Those were good at bats.
Yeah, and the play up the middle too, on the outfield grass. That was vintage Brandon Crawford.
Yeah. Good defense.
And he's not playing every day. It's not easy just to go in there once a series and do something when you're used to playing every day. So that was a big deal.
Plus, he went down the slide this morning and still played well. Like, you go down the slide, you don't get a couple of hits. Maybe you're starting to think, maybe I shouldn't have done that. He did it, and he played well.
Have you ever been down the slide?
I've never been down. I passed on the chance.
We were supposed
today.
To go this morning.
Yeah,
it was, just kind of.
I forgot about it, actually.
Well,
yeah, I wouldn't have done it anyway.
You also forgot who was pitching in our open, but.
Wow. I did?
Well, I mean, you kind of balked on it a little bit, but you got it right eventually. You were good.
Just forgot your pick.
It's a day game after a night game. Sean's got stuff to do at night.
Might have been a long night, too. Who knows?
Could have been.
Might have been.
All right, Effie.
I have no idea. I'm trying to think. I like Walker. I love the way he crossfires. I'm up here thinking, how does a right-hander ever hit this guy? And I only know he only pitched one inning, but that's kind of like my first glance at him, like locking in, and he's stepping in the Giants' dugout, throwing across his body with a hook shot, a nasty slider that's starting behind right-handers and breaking. I mean, he's locking guys up. So, I don't know. I think this guy's really usable in high-leverage situations because he's got that delivery which nobody wants to face.
I said to Sean, usually guys do something like that because they're, you know, throwing 89 and it's the only way they can survive. He's doing that throwing 97. Like, 97 is legit.
It almost seems unfair.
It's
got enough to lefties, too. I mean, he's got enough because that slider just bores in on lefties' hands, and then he can go at the top. Can go at the top of the zone, you know, with 97. So he's got stuff for both sides of the plate. But forget about it if you're a right-handed batter.
And I love stories like that of guys coming up through. I mean, Bailey's a first-rounder, and Schmidt's a second-rounder, and Beck they traded for. 31st round. There isn't even a 31st round in the draft anymore.
There's not even a 21st round anymore.
And he's a big leaguer, and he looks like he belongs. Wow. So, yeah, it's a good pick.
You stole my pick. I stole yours.
Stole mine, let's just steal everybody's.
Joe, who are you picking? There's nothing left.
You going to go Walker? Weren't you? You were going to go Walker,
I
weren't you?
Walker. I'll take Sable. I'll take Sable. Three-run home run. It got the club back into the game. I was on an 0-2 pitch, too, and he needed it. He didn't have a hit the entire series. So that was a big swing that gave the Giants some hope and some life going into the late innings. And the numbers all say it with Sable. I mean, against right-handed pitching, very, very good. You want him up there. And he delivered in the seventh. So I'll go with Sable.
Yeah, good pick. Hey, did you guys promo Lasky's tribute to Vida?
We did, coming up right after
you did?
Our
okay.
postgame.
All right.
Yeah.
I know he wanted us to talk about that today.
We'll give him a little plug. You can give me your own plug.
Well, Bill Lasky is going to do a celebration of life for Vida. It's going to be a three-hour show. He's going to interview a bunch of different guys, people like Orlando Cepeda, Jack Clark, Larry Bear, I guess. Bill told me today was going to be on, too, talking about Vida. There's going to be a clip from Vida's appearance with Bob Hope. So that's immediately following Giants postgame today. So right after we get off, you'll be able to listen to that. So stay tuned. And he was a great man, Vida. Had a chance to work with him on Giants pre and post. Got to know him a little bit there. So he was obviously a great player when he played. Had a great career, but a really good dude post career as well. So,
well, we used to joke.
Check it out.
We used to joke all the time. You know, when I wore number 14 for the Giants, Vida, I'm not worthy to wear this number. Like, what am I doing? You wear that number. You're doing a good job. I mean, he would tell me all the time, and then in broadcasting, too. Just a wonderful dude. Except for when he was throwing batting practice, he would have flashbacks and break your bats every single time. We'd yell out from the cage, Vita, you're not pitching anymore. We got to get ready for a game. He was trying to throw a CG shutout in batting practice at Candlestick Park.
He was competing at 60, yeah.
I love Vita Blue, and I miss him. So yeah.
All right. Well said, guys. Time for What's on Deck, sponsored by your California Ford dealers. Giants are heading home. Pirates and Orioles, I mean, wasn't sure coming into the year about this homestand. It should be fun. Pirates, I know they've fallen back a little bit, but they've been a nice story in the National League, and the Orioles have the second-best record in baseball. So looking forward to this week.
It's going to be a good week. 1970s homestand, the old Buccos and the O's, and some great baseball history with those two franchises, and both franchises are feeling like they've turned the corner, and they got a lot of young talent on both sides. So we'll see. The Giants, it's not easy. You know, you have this long road trip. You fly all the way across the country, and then tomorrow's a 2 o'clock game. So set those alarm clocks and be ready to go. Keep the roll going.
You'll be back with John tomorrow?
I assume so.
But
I got to look at the
spreadsheet.
You just
locked them up.
Good,
you locked them
good
up.
Broadcasters predict when they're going to broadcast.
Yeah, I know I'm going to be there. Be whether here. John shows up or not, it may be another thing, but I'm going to be there.
All right. Sean, when will we see you next?
I'm not sure. I have no idea.
What a group we
are.
We're
10 over
when are you working again?
What about you,
Effie? What are you doing tomorrow?
I don't know. What town are we in?
Good job, everybody, on the road trip.
I enjoyed it.
Yeah, it was a fun one.
This was a fun trip, a fun city. All right, that's What's on Deck, sponsored by your California Ford dealers and the legendary Ford F-150. Visit buyfordnow.com to find yours. We'll have the highlights next.
Hey, everybody, Brian Murphy here, and you can make your money work harder for you with Provident Credit Union's Pick a Term Certificate. For a limited time, you can select a term of either 3, 6, or 9 months and earn an impressive 4.75% annual percentage yield or earn 4.50% with a 12-month term. Yes, up to 4.75%. It's the perfect opportunity to achieve your short-term savings goals while enjoying a high dividend rate. With Provident's Pick a Term Certificate, you have the flexibility to choose the term that suits you best. So whatever you're saving for, Provident has you covered. Visit providentcu.org or swing by our branch for more details. And if you're in the Oakland area, there's a new location at Temescal Plaza. Don't wait. Secure your financial future today. This rate is effective as of March 26th, 2024. Minimum balance required of $10,000. Early withdrawal penalties may apply. Federally insured by the NCUA. For additional information, please visit providentcu.org.